Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Coming to you live from San Antonio, it's the Pick and Row Show. He's Pick, I'm Row. You ready, Pick?
Let's roll.
All right. How you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Yeah.
Okay.
Just, you know, hanging about.
Right.
Just like you. You're chilling.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
What's going on? How's your week going?
So far, so good. Well, I mean, it just started.
Oh, really?
Kind of.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Kind of started.
I forgot it's Monday. Columbus Day, huh?
It is Columbus Day.
Yeah. We'll get into some Columbus Day.
Talkings
a little later.
Some 1492 reflections.
Yeah, on Christopher Columbus and what he discovered or not discovered. So, yeah, we'll get into that a little later.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
All right. So, just to kind of talk about a couple of things really quick or touch up on some things. We are a weekly podcast available on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Pick and Row Show. Check us out on Instagram at the Pick and Row Show. Check us out on Periscope, where we do an occasional live broadcast at Pick and Row Show. And we also would like for you to take the time to like our Facebook page if you're on Facebook. And that's called The Pick and Row Show. Rate, review, and subscribe. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell coworkers. Let them know what you're listening to, and if you are enjoying it as much as we think you are, well, you should be. Not we think, we know you are. That's right, because we know you love it. Share it with them. Get the algorithm flowing, and keeping all those people, getting everyone involved and enjoying the show. More the better. All right, so what's going on, man? What do we got lined up today?
Let's see. Well, like I said, we're going to talk about Columbus Day and what that means to. To you, and or not you, but you out there,
you all,
and us, and kind of figure out what's going on with that, because you know I think we've been possibly led astray on that, so
right.
We'll figure out what's going on with Columbus Day a little bit. Walking Dead, man, did you watch that episode?
Yeah,
did you watch it last night?
I sure did.
Oh my god, I am so excited.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my god, Rick is back.
Yeah,
so talk about some Walking Dead a little later. We also have our Star Awards.
Star Awards.
Yeah, Star Awards. We've got the Yoda Award today.
The Yoda.
And the Lando Calrissian Award.
Calrissian.
So we'll discuss that a little bit more a little later in the show. So what's going on, man? How'd your teams do this week?
Man, they did pretty good.
Really? Green Bay is still undefeated?
Green Bay is 5-0.
Yeah.
So we're looking pretty sharp
considering. Cubbies won today.
Cubbies won today, man. 6 home runs in one game.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. They tore it up, man.
That's crazy.
Tore it up. And
what about your Blackhawks?
Blackhawks are 2-1.
Yeah, we'll talk about them later, too. Yeah, I'll get on them again. You know, I love to talk about your Blackhawks.
I know. You love
I can't wait
Blackhawks.
To talk about your Blackhawks, actually. But, yeah, man, so that's cool.
They're doing good. You know, what about your team?
Penn State. What about Penn State, though?
You know, I don't even know.
Did they play this week?
Did they?
I think so.
Did they lose?
I don't know. That's your team. You should
man,
know.
Man, I should know, but let's –
That's jacked up, bro.
Well, you know what? I just
– I know what my teams did.
Did Ohio State win?
Ohio State actually looked – well, the first half, it was kind of tight.
About
the third quarter. Yeah. And then around the middle of the third quarter, our talent just kind of took over. And. They just couldn't handle it. So, yeah. We're finally playing. He's finally – Urban Meyer might have figured out how to play all three quarterbacks. He's playing all three quarterbacks.
Is basically. He really?
Yeah, he played all three of them.
Damn.
In different situations, and it kind of worked out.
Wildcat. I mean,
it's kind of hard to defend three quarterbacks because you're so used to doing something. So,
well, it's kind of hard to defend a really talented quarterback, and all three of them are very talented, right?
Yeah, I mean, in their own right, they're all talented. So, Steelers just won.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Yeah, man, game of inches, man. He barely got that ball over. So, Steelers just won. Dodgers.
Life is a game of inches.
We're actually losing. Ooh. Top of the ninth right now.
To the Mets?
Yeah. It's 7-13, which is that's a high scoring game.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I think y'all lost that game.
Yeah, I mean, it's about to be over. It's not over. And then, yeah, man. You know, I don't really have any other teams, you know. So, I do have a college basketball team, the Tar Heels, but hey, they haven't started up just yet. So
no, not yet. You know,
you know, my boy LeBron and CP3 coming for you, coming for the Spurs. So,
yeah.
We're coming for y'all. We'll talk about that.
Going to the ship.
Yeah. it's the championship goes through San Antonio.
They have to win. Yeah. Well, I mean, they're still, Golden State is still considered to be the favorite by some people. I don't really know if they're going to repeat.
Nah, I can't pick Golden State.
Yeah.
You should pick the defending, but it's hard to repeat.
It is very hard.
And then the Spurs got even better.
Yeah.
And they really should have been in it last year if Chris Paul would have made an incredible shot. So, you know, I mean, one shot, they probably would have been in the championship. So,
well, you know the funny thing? We've never repeated. San Antonio has never repeated.
Right. Yeah.
So it's definitely a challenge.
I'll take one every other year.
Sure. You know, I wouldn't, I mean, not to get sidetracked, but I mean, I don't know if, I didn't pick Golden State to win last year. I thought they were going to fall apart during the playoffs.
They were number one. Yeah. I mean, they were all cylinders, man.
They won 67 games.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you get on a roll, man, and just get on a roll. They were healthy, you know. And if Kyrie Irving was healthy or Kevin Love was healthy, that would be a whole different series. I can tell you that right now.
Well, I mean, even then, Cleveland kind of hung around.
Yeah, I mean, the first game, they won. One of the games they won. Where they were in the game.
They were up 2-1 at one point in that
when
series.
When Kyrie played, no, I don't think they were up 2-1.
Did the series go six games or did it go five?
I don't know. I can't remember. Yeah. But, yeah, I think the first game they were in it because of Kyrie Irving.
And then he got hurt.
Then he stopped. Yeah, then he didn't play the rest of the series. So, okay.
Yeah.
So, what else going on, man, with you? Everything all right, man? What's going on?
Yeah, man, everything's good.
Hemorrhoids cool or what?
No, you know.
Flaring up?
Man, you keep bringing that up, man.
I
told you.
I'm concerned. You're my homie, man.
No, I know. Yeah,
how do you say hemorrhoids in Spanish?
Dude, that's a good question. I don't even know the answer to that.
So let's talk about let's go into this
what
our Star Wars. How about that?
That's
pretty bad. So we're gonna start off with our Lando Calrissian Award, and we use this award for somebody who is not good or bad, but somebody who, you know, speaks out for themselves and kind of does what's good for them.
What is good for
at the time? Because Lando, actually, if you watch the story again, Empire Strikes Back, he did kind of turn his back on his buddies, but he did it knowing that he was going to help them in the end. He ended up helping him in the end. So that's the Lando Calrissian Award, and it goes out to.
I'm ready for this one.
Who is it going out to?
Kelsey Grammer.
Where do I know that name from?
I don't know.
Is that Good Times? I know that song. Wait,
no, that's not Good Times.
Wait, hold on.
Good Times?
Give me a second. Family Ties. No, wait. Sanford and Son.
No, close.
Close, okay. Dang.
Really? You don't know this one?
Wait, Cheers.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
Grammar.
Yeah.
Guess what he did?
What did he do?
Man. So, I mean, he didn't do anything bad or anything too crazy. He just spoke out in his beliefs, and he wore a shirt. He posted it on his Instagram page, and his shirt says,
"What did it say?
Would it bother you? Would it bother us more if we use guns?" And he's referring to abortion. So, very strong statement.
That is a very, very,
very strong statement very strong to be putting statement. On your Instagram page. So, I don't know, man. That's pretty crazy.
That is cray cray.
Whoopi didn't take too kindly to that.
Oh, Whoopi.
She's a little, you know, she never feels anything anybody says, which is, you know, cool. She speaks out for herself as well. She's pretty much like him, but she pretty much said that, you know, he shouldn't even really be speaking about that. He's not even a woman, so why would he have that strong of opinion on it? Which, you know, he says he's a Republican, and You know, he doesn't care what anybody, you know, that's his thought. That's how he believes, that's his belief. So, I mean, I respect him for that.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's his belief. If he believes it. Now, it's kind of a strong statement. I'm not sure if I went that route with it, but if he believes in, if he's pro-life, he's pro-life. I mean, that's, you know, that's your choice. That's your belief system. I can't be mad at you for that.
So what is your take on it?
My take on him doing that?
Yeah.
He's not a woman, so I really don't think he should be speaking out to that strength, I guess.
Got it.
I'm not sure if that's the right word, but, you know, that's kind of a strong statement to be making.
It's not his decision.
He'll never have to make that. I mean, the thing with pro-life is you're putting the choice in the hands of somebody who's not that person having a baby.
Right.
So who are you to say that I can or cannot have a baby? I mean, that's not, you're not even, you can't even have a baby. So how would you even understand where we're coming from?
How
I look. I'm pro-choice.
Pro-choice.
Yeah. I think that the decision should be made between the two adults or one adult, depending on what the situation is. That's up to them. Now, what I believe religiously has nothing to do with anything. It's not me. But if it's somebody else's, that's up to them. I mean, that's their life that they have to choose. I mean, what if it was like a rape? What if it was, you know, somebody?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what if they were like 14? My buddy, I got a friend of mine that, you know, his son had a kid really early, you know, and I think they were like 14. The girl was too. So, I mean, that's a tough decision you have to make.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So Kelsey Grammer just, it's not really, like you said, it's not really in his place to talk about it or speak up about it. But I mean
everybody has an opinion.
I mean, sure.
I mean, it's his right to have an opinion. We can't.
Sure.
Like I said, I don't mind his opinion.
Right.
It's just kind of a strong way to express your opinion.
It's very strong and it's very, very, I don't know. I
mean, it's like Terminator strong.
We are actually doing we do occasionally periscope, and we are periscoping now.
There
you
go.
Say it. Just come out. You have to say it.
Can you get it out of my face, man?
Get it out of his face.
Get it out of my face, man.
I do want to shout out because Fear Agenda is on here. So, hey, what's up, Fear? Sean, my buddy from
is he?
The GCA, Fifth Cast. He's on our watching right now. This is Sean.
What's up, Sean?
He's from Calgary. He's hanging.
Sean or Sean?
Sean.
Sean or Sean?
Sean.
Sean.
Are you mimicking my accent?
Sean John?
Sean.
Sean John.
Sean, how do you feel about that, Sean John? I don't know.
Hey, you better feel good about that, man. Yes, you know what I mean? Sean John.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Sean John?
He's P. Diddy. He's saying
P. Dizzle.
P. Dizzle.
Nothing wrong with that. So, Sean, what's your stance on the Sean? Can you hear the...
He can hear.
Oh, can you hear the Kelsey Grammer? Did you hear us about that? What's your stance on that, brother?
Yeah. He said his name's Fear. Let's call him Fear.
Fear?
Oh, see, Sean.
Fear the Walking Dead?
No, that too. Sean is actually Fear, I should say. Fear Ennis. Fear. He's on two podcasts or three.
Okay, cool.
So Got Balls, Fifth Cast, and his own Fear Show. So,
got balls.
Sean, what's your...
He's got balls.
We all do, to a certain extent.
Yeah, all the men do.
Wow. Go ahead. You.
So what's he? What's his stance? Well, not really stance, but what's his
opinion?
Well, yeah, what's his take on it?
So he. You want to repeat that? Because I don't think he.
So Kelsey Grammer wore a shirt on Instagram. He took a picture of himself, and the shirt says, and it's geared towards pro-life. Not doing an abortion. His shirt says the words, "Would it bother us more if we use guns?" It's got a picture of a gun on there, and it has some sort of abort73.com thing on there. So I don't know. I mean, and Whoopi kind of took offense to it, saying, you know, he shouldn't even be speaking out about this. He's not a woman. So I don't know. I just felt that was kind of strong.
Yeah.
Especially since you're not a woman.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if you guys saw him on Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Who's that?
Or was it? Yeah.
Kel?
Yeah. His ex-wife was on. She's his ex-wife now. I don't know if I doubt if they're still married. But, he didn't seem like he was very nice to her.
So, no.
You know, for a guy, it's not like he's like, I'm not sure if he's known to be this woman loving type of person. That'd be different if he was coming from that aspect of it.
Yeah, maybe.
I could respect that a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard anything about him treating women in a like great way. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might be known as a womanizer. He might have been cheating on his wife, and then he comes out with his shirt. Like, dude, really?
Yeah.
Are you down for women, or are you just trying to control things? So I don't know.
Fear Inna said it was harsh. That's pretty
Yeah, it's
harsh.
Pretty strong. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very strong.
Very strong,
I mean, you have kids. I have kids. And I think Fear has kids. I mean, we love our kids. I mean, I couldn't. I don't know, man.
Well, it's not about kids. It's more about a choice. Because if you're pro-life, that means somebody's making the decision for you.
Right.
So you're trying to, the state or the government, federal government's going to make a decision for you to have or not have a child. Should that be left to the state or federal government, or should that be left to that person? I don't know. I mean, my belief is the person, but I mean, he obviously doesn't believe that. So
right.
Yeah, it's pretty deep. Pretty deep stuff. So what's Fear thinking?
Yeah.
Don't be afraid.
He's not afraid. Come
on. Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
Don't be
scared of Fear.
He hasn't responded yet. So
okay, it's all
maybe
good.
Maybe he's I don't know.
So what's your take? I mean, what do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah. What do you think?
I think he was.
Hello. What have we here?
And there's a shout out for him for Lando Calrissian.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think, man?
I think it's pretty stupid. I think sometimes we often get carried away with our comments and our statements, and I think that he should have just kept it to himself or not advertised what he felt or whatever, you know what I mean?
I don't I guess, like I said, if he was like, is he known to be like a feminine, like not feminine, but like a woman's activist? Like I said, I guess I'm looking at it differently.
Like, I've always thought like he was like a jerk.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's always like a jerk.
So it'd be different if it was like, just say, for instance, some homosexual guy who's really into women, you know, like say Andy Cohen from Bravo.
Okay.
If that was him doing that, you know what? I might be okay with that. Because I think he's homosexual.
Okay.
He's a lot of female friends. His shows are mostly for females. So, I mean, with him doing that,
no.
I don't know. I might be okay with that. But Kelsey Grammer, I'm kind of like, eh.
And
he's kind of a jerk, isn't he? Like you said.
He is a jerk.
Yeah.
He's...
So he's not doing it for the woman.
Yeah. I mean, he's been in trouble too, right? Isn't he like an alcoholic or something?
I don't know. I think they all are.
Yeah, naturally.
At some point. I probably would be too.
Fear actually said Kelsey has woman parts. He has a vagina. That's what his take is.
I believe that. That is hilarious. Fear of the Walking Dead. Yes, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, it's a touchy subject. That's a very touchy
it's
subject.
Very touchy, man.
Especially for a woman.
Yep.
And then for a man to come out on his Instagram page and wear a shirt like that. I mean, I guess he's pro gun, which is fine. And you can be pro-life, which is fine, but you don't have to combine them together,
to make
a statement. And then you're not known as like the friendliest woman.
That's true.
Friendly to women. So, like I said, if it was somebody that was friendly to women, I might have a different reaction.
Yeah, I mean, he's.
What is thy bidding, my master?
Vader.
Oh, Vader showed up.
Okay. Vader.
Yeah, he's. He's here. He wants some orders. We'll talk to him later in a second.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready for him yet. Vader just kind of jumped out at me. He's. We have no control over Vader, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, yeah, man, I mean, you know, very interesting subject. Not sure, you know, what he was thinking. Well, why do you think he said that? I mean, what would make you say something like that?
Well, I can't see myself saying, well, I mean, if I were to put myself in a situation, I'm thinking, okay, this guy's a jerk, so he's just wanting to be an idiot.
So he, because he's not a dumb guy.
No, he's, I mean,
he's probably a really smart guy.
He plays a psychiatrist on
TV, so he must be smart, right?
Right. I mean, well, I don't know. I mean,
or did he just act like he was smart?
I mean, if he's playing somebody smart,
I mean, he's a really good actor. I mean, from what I've seen.
Yeah.
So he's a smart guy. So he's not just doing something random and be stupid.
Right.
This was kind of calculated. He thought about this before he did. He's smiling. Like, he's at home.
So he knew he was going to get backlash.
Oh, yeah. He said, you know, he doesn't really care what people think. I mean, it's his, nobody controls what he thinks, you know, whatever. So he's going to say what he wants to say. I mean, you know, that's his view on it. So, and I mean, that's, again, I'm cool with that.
Okay.
But, so you're going to have to take the heat for what you did.
But I mean, this is Kelsey Grammer we're talking about here. He's ready to take the heat. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, I mean.
He's always out there taking, like you said, he's kind of like a jerk.
From what I've seen, looks like a jerk to me. I don't know the man. Probably will never know the man, but.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Just for what I've seen and heard, I mean, he isn't like the nicest guy in the world. Does he stand up for any other charities? I mean, like, not charities, but.
See, he is.
Any other causes?
Well, check this out. He's a freak. Like I mentioned, he is a frequent abuser of alcohol.
Okay.
He's gotten arrested for
maybe
drunk
he was
driving,
drunk in the kitchen or something.
Cocaine possession.
You know what? Maybe he was high. Maybe he was high off that coke because, you know, cocaine's a hell of a drug. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe he was on that thing, on that white horse.
He probably was on that white
horse,
man.
If you want to ride, ride the white horse.
I mean, but
he's
gotten some awards for his acting. I mean,
that's acting, though.
But I mean, check this. I mean,
he's not getting awards for being a human.
No,
like
he's
a humanitarian.
He's not a humanitarian. He doesn't philanthropy.
Yeah, he's not getting awards for that. He's getting awards for acting. I mean, that's not that saying that's a bad thing. It's just.
I mean, because he's clearly not the person that he is on TV.
Now, if you're using that celebrity and fame to speak out for good causes.
Like a
LeBron James.
Okay, yeah, that's a good example. Or
we'll talk about that in a couple more episodes. But
oh yeah, yeah. That's a very deep. That's going to be a very interesting conversation. We probably are going to upset some people about
I can't wait.
Yeah,
yeah, I like to upset people. So
I know you do.
Yeah.
Too bad you don't know anything about basketball. But
yes.
I mean,
okay, Spurs fan. Yeah. Guess y'all know everything, huh?
No, not at all.
Cause y'all stop watching when they lose. So.
Well. Some of them do, but I don't.
Okay. Yeah, you used to. So I got on about that.
Oh, whatever.
Anyway.
You're trying to take credit.
Go ahead.
Okay.
No. Go ahead.
I mean, he's not involved in that, but he, like I said, I mean, he's a jerk. I mean, he knew what he was getting himself into when he did that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he purposely did it.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah, he did it on purpose. Like I said, I don't know what he was trying to prove because he could feel the same way and not wear the shirt.
Right.
I mean, or just wear the shirt and not put it on the internet.
Right.
Either way, it's fine. I mean, like if you had the shirt on, somebody had the shirt on now, I'd be like, oh, man, you know, wow. But he put that on Instagram.
Yeah.
So the world could see it.
So you just wanted to be an asshole to everyone on purpose. You just want to show everyone that he's an asshole.
Pretty much. I mean, okay, so let's dig deeper. Why would he do this? It's more than that. He's calculated. So he's not stupid. He's not trying to show the world. He wants to show the world he's an asshole, and he, you know, his belief system, whatever. That's fine. I can say what I want to say, but it's more than that. It's got to be more than that.
It's his probably because he's probably for his guns. Maybe.
I guess. But I mean, then just talk about that. Then
is he trying to say that we're focusing on all things rather than just we're picking our battles? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Or
I mean,
not when I say we, I'm referring to the society in this country.
Well, let's dig deeper. So the problem is really not his belief, right?
Right.
He can believe what he wants to believe. That's totally up to him. The problem was the shirt.
The shirt.
The statement on the shirt.
Was very offensive.
So where'd the shirt come from?
That's an interesting. Where did it come from?
A group called abort73.com. They have a website.
Wow.
They're the ones that created the shirt.
So
supposedly.
They're the ones who are
getting publicity from us right now. Yes.
Why are we plugging them?
No, I mean,
we're not plugging them.
I'm just letting you know where it came from.
Right.
Yeah, So I mean, I think
the topic is Kelsey Grammer's shirt.
Yeah, I think it's partly because he's a jerk. And they wanted to draw some attention to them.
Right.
We gave them, which is fine. I mean, I don't have a problem with that.
And which they knew that he could get a lot of eyeballs on it.
Yeah.
So hey, put it on Instagram.
If I put, because if say there's some regular old guy walking down the street has a shirt on, guess what? I'm gonna read it that one time. I might tell somebody about it, and then it's done, right?
Right.
But if Kelsey Grammer wears that shirt, guess what? That's huge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Grande.
Grande.
I mean, that's large. Grande. Never mind.
So, I mean, either way. I mean, he puts that shirt on. That's a whole different thing.
It's somebody, a different kind of worms.
So that's a statement there. So he's basically, hey, I'll give this shirt to the biggest jerk I can find.
Right.
And, you know, see what kind of attention we can get from it. So
you got plenty of it.
But yeah, so congratulations. You got our attention.
Yep.
You won the Lando Calrissian Award.
Hello, what have we here?
The Lando Calrissian Award. So,
but Billy D. Williams is so much cooler than this guy.
Yeah, he is way cooler. And he used to drink Coke 45, too.
You know. I mean, and he also gave us General's Fried Chicken.
General's Fried Chicken. So, yeah, Lando was the man, man. You know?
And he even played Harvey Dent briefly in Batman.
Yeah, yeah. Lady Sings the Blues. You ever seen that?
I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's probably too old school for you.
Well, that is a little old school, yeah, but I've heard Eddie Murphy reference it.
Yeah, his hair was like the sickest. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He was like real pimped out?
I don't know, man. Something was his hair. His hair was like, I don't know. His hair was silky smooth, though.
Was he pimped out like Pinky in Next Friday?
It wasn't Jerry Curl. It was like before that. It was like, I don't know what it was, man. Finger waves. I don't know what the heck he had, man. That dude had some crazy hair.
Yeah, though. He did have some crazy
hair. His hair was, you know, so. But yeah, so like I said, he didn't really do anything good or bad. It's just he kind of spoke out on his own and did what was right for him, like, or I don't know, right for him, or just did what he wanted
he
to
did
do.
What he, so he just
he did what he ha- what he felt like he had to do,
right,
for whatever reason. Congratulations, Kelsey Grammer, you get Orlando Calrissian Award.
Yeah, I guess
welcome.
That's a congratulations for him. Anyway,
so yeah, very interesting topic. Anybody out there, if you guys have. Give us your opinions on that. I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, was he right? Was he wrong?
Right. I mean, not right. I mean,
was he neither right nor wrong? I mean, I don't know. I mean, again,
at us.
I feel like, yeah, tweet at us.
Tweet it to us.
Tweet it?
You don't use Twitter, do you?
Not really, no.
And that's because you have a Twitter.
I do have a Twitter.
At CPIC Jr.?
Yeah, but I don't really use it.
Okay.
I mean, I use it, but I don't know how to use it.
You should, man. It's okay. It's pretty entertaining what you see on there, what people put.
I know, but I follow people, but I just don't say much.
Yeah,
I'm like a, what do you want to say, a Twitter watcher or Facebook? Well, I'm more a social media watcher.
Twitter watcher.
You know, how you people watch?
It's the Twitter watcher.
Yeah. I don't people watch. I social media watch.
Oh, okay.
Just to see people do stupid.
That's kind of creepy, dude.
Yeah. I guess is it?
Not really.
I say stuff every once in a while.
Do you?
Yeah, maybe once a month.
Maybe just tell us what you accomplished in your Candy Crush game or something.
Yeah, right.
No,
or something like that, yeah.
You play that Candy Crush.
Yeah, one of those two.
No, you don't let it down. Yeah. Okay, everyone, if you have time, go check out youcaring.com and type in Dystonia Run, and you can check out my friend's page, Marlon Garrison. She's doing a Dystonia Run for research. It's for Parkinson's and dystonia people who have this rare disease, and the money does go toward that research and helping the cause. So if you have time, check out that website and donate a couple of bucks, and they would certainly appreciate it. And we at Pick and Roll Show would certainly appreciate that as well. Thank you very much and enjoy the show.
So let's move on to our other topic we were also going to talk about.
What's the other topic?
Since today is Columbus Day, I think we should talk about Christopher Columbus.
Right. The guy who sailed the sea?
He did what?
The guy who sailed?
Yeah.
The seas?
He
traveled the world and...
And discovered
America
right?
For
supposedly? Did he really discover? Can you really discover somebody? Or can you really discover a place that already has people there?
That would be like in Tron where Kevin Flynn discovers the ISOs, but they're not really... He didn't discover them. They just manifested.
Right.
That's too geeky there. I mean,
yeah.
So maybe,
like, okay.
So society was already here.
He just lost me on that one. So, yeah, I mean, you know, the story goes in 1492, Christopher Columbus, who is from Spain, right?
He is from Spain.
No, I think he flew out. He was Spanish, but he went out with the Portuguese. They were together.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or vice versa. Either way, he wasn't from here. Or wherever. So he went came from Spain and Portugal, and at the time, the thinking of the world was it was flat, right?
Right.
So,
or at least that's what
the thinking was of that time.
Right.
So he went to sail to see how far he can get, and he was headed. He wasn't headed. Where was he headed towards?
He was headed toward India.
Yeah, he was headed toward India, but end up being this great, accomplished sea captain. Somehow got turned around, and they ended up in North America, is like the other opposite way.
Right, old captain, my captain.
Right, so I am the captain now. So he ended up in North America, and landed here, I guess near Massachusetts, somewhere around there, and up that way.
Was it?
I don't know, northeastern states, the colonies and all that stuff up that way.
Oh, yeah. 13 original colonies. You're right.
I'm guessing.
50 nifty United States.
So, and upon landing in North America, he thought he discovered a new country or new land, but there were already people here who were the Native Americans.
Yes.
They were already here. So, how can you discover something that has already, people are already here.
That's so true.
Yeah. So.
So.
There's a few states that don't even celebrate Columbus Day.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oregon, Hawaii, Alaska, South Dakota, which all sound like, to me, they're Native American friendly states. There's some cities.
They do?
Yeah. There's some cities, and even though there are some states that don't. There's some cities that don't. There aren't in those states. So you got like Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Land of Enchantment.
Yep. Lawrence, Kansas. That's where UK is, or KU is, right? Rock Jock Jayhawk.
Yeah, I thought, is it? Okay, yeah.
In St. Paul, Minnesota.
Scandinavians.
And it's cold up there. In Anadarko, Oklahoma. Olympia, Washington.
Oklahoma, where the wind blows.
Alpena, Michigan.
Alpine?
Alpena.
Okay. Alpena. Okay.
And then guess where else? Bexar County, Texas.
Wait. That's here? What it says. This is Bexar County?
This is Bexar County, Texas.
This is Bexar County.
I know. I just read it. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. That says Bexar County. So these cities do not celebrate. Was there school today in San Antonio?
Yes.
So guess what? They're not celebrating Columbus Day for whatever reason. And these are all, they all sound like Native American friendly cities and states. Right,
San Antonio.
So if the states and some states and cities do not recognize Columbus Day, why in the hell do we recognize Columbus Day as a national holiday in the United States of America? Please tell me that.
Okay, so the generalization is that he is credited for discovering America.
Yeah.
So that's why they do it.
But he didn't discover America if people were already here, and what did he do to those Native American people that were here? What happened to those people?
He put them on a pilgrimage.
He put them on a pilgrimage?
No, I'm kidding.
I mean, you know, some people say that he helped start the genocide of Native Americans.
That's right, because he coined the term Indians, correct?
Right. So, well, I don't know if that was it.
Maybe he did it. But the
untold story from some historians say that he committed genocide. He's the one that started that, since he was one of the first people here.
Right.
Wait a minute. I didn't know there were people already here. So let's figure out a way to get rid of these guys, because we want this land, because these people aren't doing anything with it.
Right.
Outside of living off of it.
This land is your land. Yeah. This land is my land.
It's his land now.
Oh.
So yeah, I mean, so I don't know. It's pretty interesting.
It is very interesting.
I mean, you know, you can, I don't know. I like to know what people think out there. I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, is we were all taught in school. I remember this. I'm from Columbus, Ohio, which is named after Christopher Columbus. I went to Columbus State for a little while, which has a statue of Christopher Columbus.
Yeah.
Speaking
of which, we are periscoping live.
Are we?
Yes.
You get that dang on my face, dude.
That's the famous
down
line.
Periscope.
Down Periscope.
Good Lord.
Not to be confused again to the film. Somebody
who
put the winners write history, and it was Book Nerd.
Oh, right? Yeah. He's right. He said, what did he say?
He's
winners write history?
Yep.
That's true. That is true. And Christopher Columbus won. Well, I mean, again, some people say, I'm not sure what the true story is, but, you know, the winners do write history because they get to put whatever they want to put in those history books. And then the truth hopefully comes out. One person put, what did they say?
Hold on. Right before you do that.
What do you got?
At K. Caro says Columbus was a murderer.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Wow.
You know, I mean, basically, I mean, if he committed genocide, that's murder. Some people try to tend to get away from that. You know, just like I consider slavery genocide. But then nobody wants to really say that word murder with that, because then that's murder. But, you know, whatever happened to Ja Rule?
He did.
His career got murdered.
He did Fast and the Furious and thought he could act.
Oh, that was terrible. So, but yeah, I mean.
Monica!
Yeah, I mean, you know, technically, if he committed genocide, yeah, he's a murderer. I mean, he's beyond that. I mean,
it's terrible.
Genocide is worse than murder.
Terrible.
Murder to me is like one or two people. He's like, that's like he got rid of a race of people. And it wasn't just him by himself. I'm sure he had help. So people we don't know. He's just the most popular person we know out of the whole situation. So, but one person said here, who was it? Ray Leno, chairman of the Confederated Tribes of the Gironde, said, "You can't erase history and culture with a piece of paper and pencil."
Well, you can't.
So winners do write history, but you can't get rid of culture. You can't erase history and culture with a piece of paper. So eventually the truth will come out. So, yeah, I mean, you know how I feel about Native Americans anyway. I'm part Native American.
So at K. Dahman, I think as I said it right, he just submitted a thing. He said Columbus is a murderer.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, a hero or a villain?
He's asking or is he?
He's asking.
That's up for debate. If you ask me, I'm going to say villain. But, I mean, I've been taught otherwise. I've been taught that he was a hero. But again, how can
you believe?
What did he do? What was so heroic? You know, he discovered America, but there were already people here. So you can't really discover something that's already here. That's like me walking into your backyard. Hey, I discovered this yard and there's already people there. And I just, no, it's mine now.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
So I can't do that. So, and then I kill all those people off. So it's not very heroic to me.
No, it isn't.
Yeah. So
it doesn't sound to be like a,
no.
He's saying his K. Dot
who?
Dahman, the guy that just responded.
Say it right so we know.
How do I pronounce that? I'm so sorry. Anyway, he's saying he never discovered America. That's what his take is.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Well, he by accident.
So everyone, we're getting a lot of feedback here on Periscope, and people are saying that he's a mass murderer.
Yeah, I mean that's the, you know, I think our Periscope people are pretty in tune with stuff. Yeah. I like that, man. I like
they're intense.
I like the conspiracy theorists in these guys. So
this is a conspiracy, obviously.
If you mean conspiracy, meaning we're not told everything. Yeah. So my thing is, why do we have to prove, why does it have to be a conspiracy theory when clearly if you think about the what happened, he didn't discover America. There's people here.
Right.
And if nothing else, he should have helped the Native Americans get bigger and stronger as a people rather than help commit genocide. So, or whoever, maybe it wasn't him that committed genocide. Maybe it was somebody on his crew and he just got labeled for that. But did he stop it? I don't know.
I don't think he helped the cause.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, did he have slaves on those ships too? Because that's all around the same time. I mean, 1492, that's pretty much
in that was the, even before.
That was right around when slavery started. So, I mean, that's getting right there.
For 400 years.
That's right. You know? So, I mean, you tell me.
Okay, so why don't I play devil's advocate here? I mean.
Yeah, go ahead.
What if he did discover America? I mean,
Maybe he did.
Maybe he did. He probably did.
But how could you discover America if there's people here?
That's the $64,000 question, isn't it?
There's really no question to me. I mean,
we'll never really know the whole truth.
Well, we know the truth. There were people here.
Okay.
Native American history, we've traced it back way before that. So
okay, well then why is he credited for discovering America?
That's the question. why do we give this man credit for discovering a country or a continent that was already established?
You did mention that earlier.
Maybe it wasn't established as a country.
It wasn't established as America.
But it was still, there were people here. So you colonies. Can't really debate that part of it. Now, the genocide part, okay, maybe he didn't. It wasn't him. Maybe it was some ships that came in after him or something. You know, we've seen movies.
Like the Dread Pirate Roberts.
Yeah, it could have been the, who?
That was from Princess Bride.
I didn't see that. Oh, that's, man. That's not something I would watch.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Why? Because what is it? What is it? Go ahead.
That's not manly enough for me.
It's not manly, dude.
The Princess Bride?
You never seen it?
No.
How?
It's not manly enough.
Well, okay, so you're.
How about The King's Prince? No, I meant.
The King's Speech?
The King's Speech, yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
I haven't watched that either, though.
I've never seen it either.
That's with really good, Forrest Whitaker, right? No, wait a minute.
No, who the hell was in that movie?
Who was it?
Daniel Day-Lewis? It won a lot of awards. I know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no.
But I haven't seen it.
Was that which king? Was it King of Scotland? No, that's King of Scotland. Okay. That's before his Whitaker was in. I'm sure.
Okay. But he got nominated for an Oscar for that.
In King of Scotland? Yeah. Forrest Whitaker's in everything. Man. Isn't he on CSI now or something like that? What?
No, that's LL Cool J.
No, that's.
That's Hawaii Five-0.
No, Larry Fishburne is on CSI.
Oh, yes.
Forrest Whitaker's on Lawrence Fishburne. Criminal Minds.
Oh, okay, okay.
He's on something.
Lawrence Fishburne was on Hannibal.
He's in CSI now, though.
He's got the voice.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the Christopher Columbus story. So, yeah, history, in our history, but I remember being taught in history.
That Christopher
Columbus discovered America. And that was, 30 years ago, but still.
That wasn't 30 years ago. That was 500 years ago.
Yeah. When I was
700 years ago.
When I was in middle school, so yeah.
Oh, you were in middle school in 1492? Yeah.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, I graduated.
Oh, yeah.
That's as far as my education goes.
I know you're pretty old, man. So
as far as my education goes, is middle school. So, but yeah, I mean.
That was 20 years ago.
But yeah, I mean, you 30 know, years ago. We did. That was, we learned about that. I mean, I remember that distinctly. I remember everything. Not everything, but I really wasn't paying attention. But I remember skimming through that page where Christopher Columbus discovered America.
So I have to ask you this, because you're from Ohio and you grew up in Ohio.
Yeah.
Because down here in middle school, we took a class called Texas History.
Yeah, y'all do Texas History, yeah.
Did y'all do Ohio History?
We do Ohio History.
Okay,
But it's not like it is here.
It's like embedded.
It's brief. Yeah, you know what? We did it back then. We did it more back then than we do now. Taught history. And I don't remember us going over Ohio history that much. But we did it when I was in school. I remember going over Ohio history. But not so much the last 10 years. So, and I know Texas down here, even to be a school teacher, you have to have Texas history or you can't even teach down here.
That's crazy.
It's just crazy to me.
Yeah, the Texas history.
I teach math. So.
You teach math?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
If I taught math, why would I need to know Texas history?
You wouldn't need to know it.
But I still have to have that to teach in the state of Texas.
That makes no sense to me, man.
I mean, I understand, but should it be a requirement? Because what if I'm not from Texas? If I teach here, I guess that, it makes sense. But I don't know.
That's
a Texas thing.
That's weird. I mean, it's not weird, but I mean, it's just different.
Texas is all about Texas, so I understand.
Well, I mean,
Texas is just, hey, that's a nice place, man. I wish I'd have moved out here a long time ago.
There's no, don't mess with Texas.
Yeah, I mean, this is
back in the
day. It's a nice state. Big, it's a great gigantic state. It's a lot of history.
It's huge.
A lot of history. You got the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You got
Well, that was, that's not really. That's,
oh, that wasn't true?
That's, well, it's based off of Ed Gein.
Who?
Ed Gein.
What's that?
He was a serial killer.
That was in Texas, though, right?
It was. I mean, well.
Do they teach that in Texas history?
He was. No, they don't teach that in Texas history.
Why not? It's part of Texas history.
You watch too much TV.
Oh, okay.
You believed in that.
Anyway.
That's like me believing that Major League is real with.
Major League was real. The Cleveland Indians were.
They're those people that talk like they're from New York.
Willie Mays Hayes, cuz. You know what I'm saying?
Or Howard the Duck really went to Cleveland.
He did. You didn't see him? It's a cat look like Howard the Duck in Cleveland.
Is there?
So, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, man, I mean, you know. So,
yeah.
So we know he didn't discover America.
He didn't discover America.
So we know that pretty much for sure. Now, did he commit genocide? Some people are calling him a murderer. That's a strong word to call somebody a murderer. So, do you...
Murder.
Another Cleveland. Yeah, you like it. Yeah, y'all know what's up.
Wait, Bone Thugs. Bone Thugs are from Cleveland.
What you mean, cuz?
Sorry, man.
What's funny is they're down here in San Antonio all the time.
Yeah, because they got nothing else better to do anymore.
Yeah.
They're just gonna play that 1996 loop all over again.
I know. East 99. I don't know. Okay. I met Busy and
Crazy.
Not Crazy. I think it was Lazy.
Lazy Bone, Crazy Bone, Busy Bone.
Yeah, Busy is off the hook.
Is he?
He might be related to my daughter's mom, I think. Her side of the family. Because they all crazy, so.
Man, you run into all these famous people, dude. It's ridiculous.
I just happen to be in the right place at the right time. Yep. I used to be a photographer. An event photographer, so.
That's pretty cool.
I've met quite a few people.
Radical. Over the years,
so. Haven't met Christopher Columbus, because he probably would have had me murdered, actually. So. But no, I mean, like I said, that's a strong word to call somebody, so I mean. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, once his ship showed up, all of a sudden the Native American population just started, you know, diminishing. So there's no coincidence.
And they all migrated to Canada.
Just kidding. Well, they were trying to get away from being slaughtered. I mean,
they went to the prairies.
Yeah. I mean, you give them blankets full of chicken pox. Guess what's going to happen? They don't have any.
Wasn't it malaria? Cholera?
No, it was smallpox, I think.
Smallpox.
But there was no, you know, medicine for that. They didn't have any medicine for that back then. So that was pretty much genocide. It was like the AIDS of that time or malaria of that time.
Yeah. It was pretty intense.
That's just probably worse than that.
I think it was. I think you're right on that, Mr. Pick.
So, yeah, man. And then, you know, that leads me into your Blackhawks, which you told me where the name came from, but that doesn't give me the answer to the picture. So, and the Redskins, and the Seminoles, and all of them. So,
and the Indians.
I'm not going to leave them out, too.
Hey, well, you've been leaving them
Chief
out.
Chief Wahoo, I mean.
You've been picking on Chicago this whole time.
Yeah, well, it's because you're your team. That's why it makes it more fun.
Okay.
But, yeah, the Cleveland Indians as well.
So, what the heck is a Buckeye?
It's a crazy nut. Yeah, that's what.
Ohio State crazy nuts.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Number one team in the country. You know, national champs of the first playoffs. That's what it is. So you'll see more of it in about 4 months. You'll see us again.
Okay.
National championship game.
Okay.
Hopefully. Got to get past Michigan State, though. They're tough.
Yeah.
But
we got to get past Penn State this weekend.
But, yeah, man. So, guys out there, guys and gals, let us know what you guys think about Christopher Columbus. We've heard... some strong words
on Periscope. It was pretty intense.
Yeah, they got pretty upset with this guy. So
our audience on Periscope is very
frustrated. Let us know what you think. It's actually Columbus Day today. So a lot of states and cities do not celebrate this. So but we'll keep a Confederate flag on top of our state capitals.
But didn't they take it down?
Well, after some woman who was from Ohio or related to somebody from Ohio, I think she's from Ohio, climbed to the top and took it down herself. Then they said, you know what, let's just leave it down.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, let's just leave it down. It's probably not a good idea to have that. But we'll celebrate Columbus Day. How about that? And then there's a state. You know Arizona does not celebrate Martin Luther King Day?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's funny that you bring that up.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Even back in the day, I remember when I was going to grade school, we never got MLK Day off. Like in the
big, you're not black.
Well, hold on. I mean, now everybody's all the schools are closed now. I mean, it's like a holiday now. But before,
you're not a brother.
Well, neither are you.
I'm half brother.
Oh, you're half.
just on the weekends. I'm Asian the rest of the week.
Yeah.
That's why I'm on time half the time, and I'm late half the time.
Yeah, that's very, very true.
Don't tell my boss.
No, I'm not going to tell your boss that at all. I don't even know your boss, so you're okay.
Yeah, cool. So y'all didn't celebrate that?
Not that we didn't celebrate it, but now schools and schools are closed now.
Well, it's more of a back national... Back then they weren't. Was it a national holiday back then?
No.
Because I don't think we did it when I was in school.
No, yet. You definitely didn't, because I wasn't doing it when I was in school.
Yeah, so I don't think it was a national holiday until not too long ago.
Right, maybe like 15 years ago.
Yeah, something like that. Ago. Yeah, so... I don't know. I mean, who knows why we do things. So, why do you think we celebrate Columbus Day?
You're still talking about that?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we moved on.
Did we move on?
No, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're still on that. We just went over to Martin Luther King Day.
Because I think that it was embedded in our history, and they feel like they have to.
Why?
Again, that's the $70,000 question, Chuck.
So I don't
pick.
Why would they? Who?
Yeah. The government.
Yeah.
Society.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, think about it.
Society did that?
No, not society.
Society decided.
Because we don't control
what's in the books, right?
Right.
Who controls what we read?
The government does.
Do they? The educational system.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. So in the educational system, we're led to believe that.
Is it state by state? Because we don't do Texas. So is it state by state?
World history.
Right.
We're led to believe.
You do U.S. history.
U.S. history. I'm sorry, not world history, U.S. history.
We do both.
We're led to believe that JFK was assassinated. We're led to believe.
That was in history? Y'all learned that in school?
Yeah.
Oh, that was in Dallas, though. That's probably why.
Well, I mean, not Texas.
That's Texas history,
though. It wasn't part. I mean, it was part of Texas history, but I mean, it's still part of U.S. history. I mean, I'm talking about.
I don't remember learning about that.
We're led to believe that.
I don't remember teaching that in middle school.
Okay, maybe not middle school, junior high, high school, maybe, or maybe even college. I don't. Anyway,
I don't know.
Or the Pearl Harbor thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think we did. We did the World War II. Yeah, I think I remember that.
Manchurian Candidate.
Yeah, we did World War I.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Did you know?
And when I was in high school, we didn't cover World War I.
You didn't?
Or World War II.
You didn't go that far back, right?
No, we didn't.
It's like it started like World War II right before that or something like that.
Yeah, I can't even remember.
Like the Great Depression or something like that. That was like, what, 19? No,
that was in the 20s.
No, yeah. We did World War
I. I can't remember, man. I mean.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. You're just as old as me. You can't remember now.
I don't know, man, because
you're old.
That, I don't have that number in front of my.
I remember doing the Great Depression, though. And that was in the like late teens, early 20s, right?
Yeah,
something like that. I mean, well, or 30 early.
It hit Chicago the hardest. When Chicago and New York had
where the most people were.
Yeah,
at the time. Do you know Cincinnati was like the fourth largest city at that time?
I had no idea.
Yeah,
damn,
the Queen City. That's why it was called the Queen City.
Damn.
Yeah, back in the day, then it kind of stopped.
Back in the dizzy.
Then it kind of stopped growing, and then all the other cities kind of took over. So. Yeah.
Crazy, man.
Interesting stuff, right?
It is very interesting.
Yeah. So let us know what you guys think about the Christopher Columbus again on our social media.
At sites. Twitter, on at Pick and Row Show, and not Instagram, but if you're hearing this, you can comment on our Facebook page and leave us a comment on what your take is on the matter. Man, did you see Walking Dead?
You know I did.
Yeah.
Rick is back.
So Rick, crazy Rick is back? Or is it just Rick?
He's not crazy. He's actually...
He didn't go crazy. He just...
He's in control right now.
Yeah.
He's... Rick is... He's on a whole different level, man. I mean, even Morgan and Michonne are kind of like... What is up with that? You know who I'm loving, though?
Who?
I love Carol, man.
You love Carol?
Oh, Carol's my girl.
Why? Because she's like laid back crazy?
No, she's not laid back. She's playing a part. She's playing a role. She's probably the most cutthroat out of all of them.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. She looks like this little grandmother.
Yeah,
but she'll cut your throat like in a heartbeat.
If she feels like
life is threatened, yeah, I can't wait to see what she does this next episode because she's gonna get into some scuffles.
She's not gonna be able
to hold back on this one. She got to let her old Carol out because she's a rider on her own out there.
Yeah, she did.
She saved Rick and them. Remember?
Yeah, she saved
them. So they're like, shoot, she's a beast.
It's so crazy, man. I think out of all the characters, she's the one who's like morphed into something.
She is a serial killer in disguise as a grandmother.
Very much so. Yeah.
She's worse than Rick. They just don't know. Because if they do something, she will get them.
Yeah.
So they just do not know. They have an ace in the hole. Well, you know what cracked me up?
What
was that one guy that Rick killed last night?
The guy that was like trying to kill him?
Yeah. Yeah.
I forget his name.
Yeah, he's stupid. But Rick was like, what'd he say? You really think you're going to take this place from me?
Yeah.
Sean, Daryl. Who else did he name? He named like three other people. I was like,
did he say Morgan?
No, he didn't say Morgan, though.
But
Morgan is there. That's what I'm like.
Yeah.
He's like, you really think you could take this place from us? Are you serious? Glenn. You know what I mean? And that's not even counting Glenn's girl. Glenn's girl's a beast.
Yeah, she is.
So.
And remember, she wasn't at first, too.
No, she wasn't.
No.
No, they've all transformed. And think about the one crazy dude, the one, the military guy.
Oh,
And Sasha. Oh, he said Sasha.
Sasha.
Sasha. They're all. You're not taking this place from them. I don't care. If you kill Rick, guess what? You're gonna be in trouble because that's just gonna piss everybody else off.
That is definitely gonna piss everyone off.
Yeah, if you kill somebody and you don't kill Rick, you gotta deal with Rick. So, man, and they ain't talking about Rick's son. He's a beast too.
Oh, little. Little Carl. He's not little anymore.
Nah, Carl, like 15, 16 years old. We didn't watch him grow up on the show. He's a beast in waiting. So he ain't scared to kill nobody. Shoot, he killed his mom.
Yeah, he did.
He killed his mom. So it's interesting that how they survived and these other people kind of just like. Did you see the one black dude, Dre? The guy that played Dr. Dre. That's the black dude.
Was it really?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
Wait, which guy?
The black dude with the braids when your boy was like, oh, I like your hair game or whatever.
Oh.
That was Dre from Straight Outta Compton.
Dude, I didn't even realize.
He got to play Dre. Yeah, I was watching. I was like, oh, no, that's Dre. I don't know his real name. So.
He looked like Dre in the movie.
Well, he had his hair short. But right. In this movie, he had some stupid looking braids. I'm not sure why they had to have this guy. Where do they get these people from? Like, come on, man. You couldn't say not.
Yeah.
Can I just do the regular haircut? I don't have to do the braids. Or can I do like dreads or something cool? I'm not really feeling I don't get that. I'm not feeling that. That's too realistic for me. So.
I mean, it was a good show.
What'd you think?
It was great.
Yeah.
I liked it, man.
How many walkers was that?
Man, it looked like over.
It was like the whole city of Virginia, or whole state of Virginia.
Right? It seemed like it. It was a
like a little quarry.
It was a ton of people, man.
It's crazy, right?
I mean, how did they get there?
Well, they said the noise.
First, there
were some people there, like, chilling.
Oh, because they were trying to, like.
And I guess somebody died, and all of a sudden they just turn and keep turning. So, I guess the noise kept drawing them into the little hole and they're stuck. And so, yeah, man, I mean, that's crazy. So, who's blowing the horn?
Man, that's going to be interesting to see.
You think it's the wolves? Was it wolves? Is that what it is?
Fear of the Wolves.
Is that who it is?
What happened to the group of, what happened to the cannibalists from Terminus? Whatever happened to those people?
Some of those guys are still alive, huh?
Right.
The ones that ate Bob?
Yeah.
Didn't some of those guys live?
They did.
I wonder if they're part of the wolves or no. What do you think? I don't know.
It's going to be interesting to see, man. I mean, it's going to be a good season. And I know they're going to spread it out over.
Yeah, I was hyped when it came on. I was like, oh, my God, The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Is the fear of The Walking Dead over with?
It is over.
Are you serious?
Yeah, did you finish it?
Yeah, I finished it. Yeah, what'd you think?
Good. It was really good.
Refresh my memory again. What happened again? Because that was last week. So
let's see.
What happened? So Salvador did what?
Man, I'm drawing blank right now.
Okay. So they left the city. They left the neighborhood.
They left the neighborhood. They ended up at the.
Oh yeah, they. That's right. They took the one dude's a beast. Your boy, what's his name? Ruben Blades.
Oh, Ruben Blades, yeah, dude.
He lured the stadium full of, and they were in a, that was like the LA Coliseum or something crazy, right? How many people fit in there?
Probably like 20,000-30,000.
Yeah.
He lured them all out.
He lured them all to the military
facility. Crazy.
It was hilarious. He was walking.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, I think you might want to save your bullets. Yeah, he's hilarious. He's that's what I'm saying.
He's out there. He's lost.
Well, he already went through some stuff before.
Yeah, because his wife died. But at the beginning of the show,
he was in something else.
He keeps dropping hints about it.
Yeah, like he was not a prisoner of war. He was like the person punishing him, the prisoners.
Yeah.
But what was he in? The military or something? What was he in? Was it like a drug war?
It's like mush right now. I can't remember.
Yeah.
It's like intertwined.
I know.
It was a good show. And like you said, the production was so much better compared to the first season of Walking Dead.
They get that money, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's
I like them both. Which one you like better?
That's a no-brainer, man.
The original.
The original one tells a, I mean, they both tell good stories, but the original one. I got hooked, man.
It's so far into it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, we're like, what, 5 seasons in?
6.
6 seasons in. So we get 6 seasons into the Fear Walking Dead, I think we'll be.
We'll see where we're going with
just
that.
Just as good, yeah.
Man.
I like the original Walking Dead cast better as far as like, but I can see your boy turning into a
Cliff
killer.
Curtis?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude, he is.
I can see him turning into.
He went off on that soldier,
dude.
Oh,
he did go off. He beat the mess out of him, didn't he?
He went hard, man.
Yeah, he like knocked his jaw off or something. I was like, man.
He beat the crap out of him.
And that guy's famous. I thought he's going to make it, you know. I didn't realize he's going to shoot old girl. Wasn't that your girl?
Yeah, man. That's so messed up, man. So.
I would be, I don't know, man. I guess if I was the military, I'd be thinking like, you know what? We're killing regular people. Like, I got to get home to my people. Like, I wonder what's going on with them. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not sure if I want to be killing people. And they obviously, they put these people in the Coliseum or whatever it is. You know.
And they were just going to leave them there.
Yeah.
The military was going to evacuate and just leave everybody
there. Well,
they
were being overran. You can't kill that many of them. It's just too much. So if the military can't handle it, they need a Rick. That's what they need.
Rick Grimes.
If they had Rick and Sasha and Michonne and Morgan and Daryl and Glenn.
Tyrese.
Yeah, who?
Wait, who? T-Dog.
T-Dog's dead.
He died, what, second season?
He should have died with that name. I don't know why the hell they gave him that name. T-Dog. Like, yeah. I don't know anybody named T-Dog. Actually, I do know somebody named T-Dog.
I know somebody named Tyrone.
T-Bone.
T-Bone Suplex.
T-Bone would have been better. But that'd have been worse, actually. Better and worse. Yeah. But yeah, man, I mean, oh man, I can't wait. That was just, I need more now. I'm salty. I should have waited till like Thursday to watch it.
Why? So that way you could be ready for episode
Yeah,
that two.
Way I'd be ready to watch
the second episode.
Yeah, like 2 days I'd be ready to watch it. So yeah, I messed it up. I watched it like the day after. Actually the same day.
It's gonna be a really good season.
I think so. What do you think's gonna happen? What do you think? Who's blowing a horn?
Man, we'll find out.
Why would you do that?
People who ever found it. I mean, why would?
It has to be somebody that's not.
Somebody that's in the facility that's doing it on purpose. It's probably one of.
You think it's one of the people that live there?
Dude, it's always somebody dumb that does it.
They do the stupid stuff.
Like that. What was the other community that they lived in? The one with the governor?
I can't remember what it was called, man. I don't know what it was called.
We're trying to figure it out today, but I couldn't remember the freaking name of the place. But
I just heard it too.
Or I mean, the governor freaking had.
He had a perfect. He had it right.
Right, but I mean, he
was
had his.
Solid.
He had his daughter like chained up in another room because he didn't.
He was mentally.
He was
gone.
Off.
Yeah, he was gone mentally. I mean, you lost your wife, your daughter. I mean, you know, he was gone, man.
Did you like Andrea?
Yeah, I liked Andrea, man.
I wish
she would have stayed with Michonne.
A little bit of a hoe?
No. She wanted out. She wanted the real world, you know. She wanted a different life.
Yeah. She wanted to...
I think she should have stayed with Michonne. Michonne saved her.
Michonne
from,
did
from
save
originally,
her. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, I don't know why she didn't... I don't know. I mean, I know why, but...
Michonne's a beast, too.
Michonne is a beast. Remember, Michonne was walking around with walkers. Remember, she was walking with the walkers.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they didn't even see her. So,
her backstory, that one episode was pretty crazy. How
yeah, yeah.
she became who she became. And
yeah, because she was like a housewife, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And now she's like some ninja or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So kind of like Morgan, right? I mean, I guess you have to go through that transformation.
Because the first, he took Rick in, right? He was taking care of Rick. And then he, over time, slowly starts to change. And then Rick runs into him, and then he's like totally a different person.
He was crazy.
Yeah, he was crazy. And I think...
he didn't even recognize Rick at that time. First.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's when he was in that tank and stuff, wasn't there? Something like
yeah,
that.
He had like all that armor and everything.
Yeah, he was strapped up. So who would, like, so let me ask you this. Out of all the Walking Dead characters, who do you think you would have been?
Who do I think I would have been?
And I pose this to all our listeners too.
Yeah.
Who do you guys think, who do you closely relate to? Like who would you think you would be if you were a character in The Walking Dead?
Man, and you know,
who do you relate closer to?
Like, I think, and we talk about this all the time, where we're like, oh, if we, there, I mean, at work,
how would you be?
I,
like, because you're a nice guy.
I could see myself.
I think you would be like Cliff Curtis.
Yeah.
Like, because you're like, no, I can't be. No. Everybody's cool. And then something happens and you just go off and just be the mess out of dude. I think that would be you. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
I think I would be like.
T-Dog?
No, T-Dog's dead.
No, I'm kidding with you, man.
I think I would be like, probably like Daryl.
You think?
Daryl's my dude. I think I relate more to Daryl because, like, he was already kind of in a toughened world. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because he didn't really make it. His transformation more of was he was just following his brother around.
Yeah, he became, he but went he from being like a real
jerk
to like a big old, not a teddy bear, but he's like a lovable character now.
Yeah, I think I'm more like Daryl because he cares, but he knows he can't. Because I'm not Rick. Rick was like, I could be a little bit of Rick.
Rick was just like a.
I think I'm like Rick and Daryl, but. I think Daryl kind of controls Rick a little bit because Rick always looked to Daryl for like confirmation.
Right.
And Glenn. I think Glenn is also.
Yeah.
But Glenn was like kind of a softy too.
Glenn was a major softy.
Yeah, in the beginning. He was kind of a punk, right?
And now he's tough now.
Yeah. His girl was tougher than him.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I think I'm more like Daryl, just the fact that he came, it seems like he came from like a tough neighborhood and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I don't think he was hesitant to kill anybody. I don't remember that part. Was he?
No, he wasn't. But
his brother was crazy.
They were both. Well, Merle was crazy, but Daryl was more of like a. They played people that were from the South.
Yeah.
No disrespect to people from the South, but
right.
They were portrayed as these racist people.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, yeah.
They were closed-minded, and they were very lone. Like a lone wolf type.
It's funny how Daryl's kind of gone through.
He's evolved. But it's like you said. I mean, the show's six seasons in. I mean, characters are going to evolve, and I think the two characters that I like the most that have evolved, I like the way Daryl's character has evolved because he's like a. I mean,
I like Carol.
My wife loves Daryl.
My girl's Carol though.
And she's probably like the biggest change because
she went from she was getting abused.
Yeah,
remember?
Getting abused by her husband too. Yeah. To killing people with
like not just killing people, she's like scaring little kids now.
Yeah, dude, that was crazy.
I mean, she's scary without a weapon.
Right,
she's scary with her words. So to me, I think she's the scariest one of them all of them because you will not see her coming.
Yeah,
and the one guy peeked her out. What was it? One guy, he was like,
I thought her and Daryl had something. They kind of like looked like they had something.
Before she left?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they did. But then Daryl kind of fell in love with the little sister.
The little sister, yeah.
Yeah. But then she died as soon as they, died. You know, so that wasn't. But yeah, I mean, who was the one guy? What did he say? Oh, Morgan. He was like, I've been watching you. You know, you know what you're doing.
Talking about Michonne?
No, he's talking to Carol, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, I'm glad you would say that. And she just kind of walked away. She's a beast, dude.
She is a beast.
She's scary. I can't wait to see her get back in action. So
yeah, she's tough.
Because like I said, she saved the whole crew. They would be dead if it wasn't for her.
And like, And I think Rick kind of like instantly brought her back into the group for doing that.
He exiled her.
Yeah, he exiled her.
Since you saved us. Yeah, you can come back.
Yeah, you're back.
Matter of fact, you say, but he did was right because she killed what's the name's people and members in the prison.
Oh yeah, the Terminus.
No, in the prison. Remember?
Oh yeah, because they were in
they were sick.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She was like, she didn't want to drug him out and burn them. Remember?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And
that's
your boy was mad. Tyrese.
Tyrese was mad.
Yeah, he was upset. Yeah, and she did tell him, didn't she? Didn't they?
She did tell him that she did it. Yeah.
Man. I love The Walking Dead, dude.
It's a good show.
Yeah, it is.
I remember first hearing about it, and people were just like, "Oh yeah, this show, The Walking Dead, Walking Dead." I'm like, and I was never really a big fan of zombie flicks. And then one time,
not either. I'm not a zombie person. I'm not a scary movie person at all. But this is
like
this is could be real.
Could be, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I got my water and my guns ready, bro.
I believe it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm ready.
I believe it, bro.
I'm ready for the zombie apocalypse. Mm-hmm. You know. Bring it on, brother.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, man, I mean, you know, it's a great show. The Fear of the Walking Dead. Now you got Walking Dead's back, man. It's football season, basketball season.
Fall TV's ready, man.
I'm waiting on Game of Thrones.
That's like next year, isn't it?
I know. That's probably like 5 years from now. But either way, it's still my show. That's probably my favorite show, actually.
So Game of Thrones is your favorite show?
Yeah.
Wow. We need to watch that show because we have not seen
it. Never seen Game of Thrones?
Never seen Game of Thrones. Never seen Game of Thrones.
It's the best show on TV. It's better than Walking Dead.
Okay.
So, you know how good Walking Dead is?
Walking Dead is really good.
Probably
better?
Yes, it's better.
Okay. Then we'll check it out.
I think it is because it's on HBO. So, you can do.
HBO has a lot of good
stuff. It's a lot more graphic.
Yeah, very graphic.
You talk about killing, man. These guys, man.
They go hard.
When they say they're going to chop your head off, they are not playing. Yeah, they don't. There's no like, oh, he's not going to do it. No, he's going to do it. It's about how's he going to do it. So, yeah, it's Game of Thrones is a really good show. And we'll get into that once this comes back on TV.
Right.
But I don't want to talk about it right now.
Okay.
Since, you know, it's not really
it's not
relevant.
Game right of now. Thrones time, man. No.
But yeah. But anybody catch up Game of Thrones? I mean, I'm plugging it. That's my show. So.
All right.
That and Blacklist, probably my two favorite shows.
Good stuff.
So. Good so stuff. Guess what, man?
What's going
on? We have one more award to give away.
One more award.
Yeah, man.
Master Yoda.
It's a Yoda award. Yeah.
Yoda.
For the coolest little guy, which he's probably bigger than us anyway. But
I mean, coolest little guy. So, I mean.
Coolest nice guy.
Hey, so do you and Yoda wear the same size clothes?
He's taller than me.
Yeah,
actually.
Okay. He's taller. Yeah. Okay.
And younger.
Yeah, he is younger.
Yeah, he's like 700 years old. So, but yeah, I mean, the Yoda award usually goes out to the I don't know, you can say the biggest little person or the most generous little person type of
the
thing.
Because
Yoda was a good guy, so yeah. He was very generous. You know, he gave Luke some skills, helped train him in the Dagobah system, or wherever they were.
Dagobah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm not sure what planet that was, but.
Dagobah?
The Dagobah system.
The Dagobah system.
Yeah, I'm not sure what planet, but he did train Luke to take on Darth Vader and to, you know, not fear the dark side. So,
but you face
become
it.
One with the Force.
Overcome the Force.
Yes.
I mean, not overcome the Force.
Your father. So,
Chucky!
So, the Yoda Award goes out to Warwick Dunn.
Warwick Dunn.
You know who Warwick Dunn is?
Dude, of course I remember Warwick Dunn.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Who did he play for?
He played college football at Florida State.
Yeah, he played for the state.
Got drafted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Buccaneers.
Played most of his career with Tampa Bay, then he finished it off in Atlanta.
He went to Atlanta, right? Yeah.
He was there during the Michael Vick's early years.
He's bigger than me, but, you know, he's
a pretty big dude anyway. I mean, he's like 6'1 or something.
No, he's 5'9.
Is he 5'9?
Yeah, that's why he's getting the Yoda Award, because he's a little guy.
Yeah.
So in football terms, he's actually a little dude. So. But he had mad heart, a big heart, and his heart is actually showing now.
Really?
Yeah.
So how did he? Why did you give him this award?
So he has a foundation. It's called the Warwick. I think it's the Warwick Dunn Foundation.
The Warwick Dunn Foundation.
Yeah, or something like that, to that effect.
Man, him and Allstott were beasts, man.
Say again.
When he played with Tampa Bay, him and Mike Allstott, man, they were.
You remember what college Mike Allstott went to?
Ohio State?
Nope.
That was Eddie George.
Close.
Miami of Ohio.
Close. You're in Big Ten. You went to the MAC. That's different.
Okay, so Big Ten.
He's Big Ten.
Penn State? No, he didn't go to Penn State.
I'll give you a hit.
Purdue.
Yes, Purdue.
He's a Boilermaker.
Yes, he went to Purdue. He's a monster. So,
yeah.
Warwick Dunn has a Warwick Dunn Charities, and what they do, and this is with a partnership with a Habitat for Humanity, and what he has done is he has made it possible for single parent families through the nonprofit Warwick Dunn Charities associated with the Habitat for Humanity to be able to get new homes.
Wow.
Yeah, he's helped them help 145 families get new homes. He furnishes them, so, and he helps them with the down payment, and he also gives them money to some spending money as well to get into a new home. So
that's awesome.
And it hasn't been really a lot of publicity on this, man.
I mean,
he's doing. We always hear about these athletes, especially black athletes, doing bad things. We never hear about the good things that they do, or hardly ever, unless they're like super, super famous. But we don't hear about these just, you know, everyday guys. Not that he's an everyday guy. I mean, he played in the NFL for like 10 years, but he probably has a national championship at Florida State, I think.
I don't think he does.
But he was, but they were always really good. So
right.
He didn't play with Charlie Ward.
No, he's way after that, right? He's after. I think it was Chris Winkie he played with.
Chris Winkie won a Heisman.
Yeah.
So he might have won a national championship. But either way, he's been out of football for quite a while, actually, probably like, what, 10 years maybe?
7 years.
Yeah. And we don't really hear about these guys once they leave football, but he's actually doing a good thing. So he's been able to provide, you know, 145 single parents. No, people aren't even married. I mean, not even together. Those single parents with kids that he's helped them be able to provide a stable home for their children, so their children can, you know, be comfortable. You know, because you know that's one of the hardest things for a kid is if you don't have a stable home. I mean, how do you expect me to survive in this world if I don't have a stable home environment to go home to every night? And then you expect me to perform alongside of some of, you know, America's brightest people, which, you know, that's hard.
Yeah.
You know, expectations are really high. And I don't have the same home life as most other people. So, but they're getting that provided for them from him. So he's helping them out with that. I don't think he's giving away the homes. I think he's helping them get into the home and be able to just like they pay rent.
Right,
you
know, right.
Just now you're paying your mortgage. So, great thing for him.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I wish we heard more stuff like this. There are people out there doing it. We just don't hear a lot about it. So I'd like to give a big shout out to Warwick Dunn.
Fear is the path to the dark side.
For helping those families get what they need in life.
Warwick Dunn. Shout out. Good job, Warwick.
For the Yoda Award.
I mean, he was a...
Star Wars.
He was an awesome running back, man.
Yeah, he was.
Seems like he's a very good human being too. So
yeah,
I mean,
he always seemed like a pretty good guy.
Yeah, I remember he used to do those ESPN. He did the
commercials, right? Did he like the cat commercials?
Yeah,
like that?
The cat fancy ones. I remember.
Yeah,
those.
He did do cat
and
fancy,
and he was real kind of like laid back in the commercial. So it was
he was
like,
pretty chill. I think he was high, but
probably.
Yeah, he looked like it.
I mean, those ESPN commercials were great. Huh?
Oh, yeah, he went to Florida State.
Yeah,
he was high. Yeah.
I mean, so did Charlie Ward.
Yeah, Heisman.
Charlie Ward,
Sam Cassell.
He did go to Florida State. Bob Sura.
Yeah, that's right. That was a nice team they had back then.
They all played together, right?
The same year, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they sure did. I think Cassell came off the bench, which is crazy.
But Sam Cassell was...
And he ended up having a better career than both of them.
Well, he was notorious for being great off the bench.
Yeah, but he ended up having a better career.
Most definitely. I mean, Sam Cassell, his first 2 years in the NBA, he won titles, and then...
Sam Cassell was not... He was horrible looking.
He was.
You know who he looked like?
The alien.
Schmeagol. From, what's the one? Gollum from...
He does.
Dude, right?
Yeah.
You're right?
Dude.
My precious...
He was an awesome...
My precious.
Dude, he was an awesome point guard.
Basketball.
Oh, yeah, he was. No,
he was just
sure.
a scoring point guard.
He played with my boy, though.
Who?
KG.
You know, when he won his title.
He didn't win a title.
He did win a title. With Boston, he did.
Cassell wasn't there. He coaching.
No. He was there the year they won, but he was on the bench.
Yeah, I mean, no.
Emergency player.
But they played in Minnesota. Remember?
Sam Cassell went to Minnesota?
Yeah.
Oh, he was part of that big three, right, with Latrell?
Sprewell, yeah.
Oh, the team that couldn't do anything. Yeah.
Well, because they paid Garnett too much money. They couldn't afford to get anybody
else. Well, because everyone thought he was the big ticket.
He is the big ticket, dude.
He was.
Yeah, if he played with the Spurs, he would have a championship.
Oh, man, no, he wouldn't.
Shh, you're crazy.
He's not Tim Duncan.
He doesn't have to be Tim Duncan. No, he's Garnett.
He's better. Tim Duncan's better.
Nah, I can't say that.
Yeah, I can.
I can't say that.
I can say that.
Their numbers are similar. Their numbers are very, very similar.
Except that Tim Duncan actually plays more than 50 games the last
year. Garnett did, too.
He played 40 games last year.
But Garnett's been playing since he's been 12. He's been in the NBA since he's been 12. He was in the NBA 2 years before, 2 years longer than Duncan. And he's had to play by himself more than Duncan's had a team and a coach.
Oh, man. Here we go.
Yeah. Don't get me started.
This is an argument.
Don't get me started.
We'll
save it for basketball season. Garnett's going to the Hall of Fame.
So is Duncan.
I know. But Garnett would have went without a ring. So that tells me how good he is.
You know, but he had to go and get a big three.
I mean, at that point, yeah.
He was like,
yeah.
I just want to win. I just want to win.
You got to get a ring. Yeah, that's what it's about. It's really about getting championships.
That's true.
You got to get your money, though. Get that money. Because it's really about money, really.
You think so?
Yeah. I'd rather you get money than a championship.
Why?
Because everybody can't get a championship.
That's true.
But everybody can get paid.
Everybody can get paid.
So everybody, get your money.
Get your money.
Get that money.
Kids.
So. But yeah.
And that's another word that you say that's funny. You say
kids.
No, but you say get that money.
Get that money. Make that money, player. But yeah, work done. Our Star Awards Yoda Award.
Shout out to Work Done. Good job, man.
Work Done. Good job, brother. Good job.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Brother's doing something positive.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, man.
So, yeah, man.
Pretty interesting episode.
Good stuff today, right?
Yeah, man. It was good stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah, if you guys, again, know of any really worthy recipients of our Star Awards. Again, we have, the Yoda Award today. We had the Lando Calrissian Award.
Hello, what have we here?
We also had we got the Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia Awards. So there's all kind of R2-D2. There's all kind of awards.
Chewbacca Award?
Yeah, we got to figure out one for that one, yeah.
Yeah.
That might be the hairiest guy. That might be your award.
Yeah, that's probably mine.
You might win that one.
Don't even need to call it the Chewbacca Award. Yeah. Let's call it the Roel Award.
Because you're pretty hairy, so.
Hey, man. Why are you talking to me, man?
You know, so. Yeah, so if you guys know of any worthy recipients, let us know. Shoot us out on our social media.
We're at Twitter. We're at Twitter at Pick and Row Show. We're also on Instagram at The Pick and Row Show. We put pictures up there. When the new episode's up, occasional picture of us posing, throwing up the peace sign.
Peace.
We have a Facebook page. Like our Facebook page and share our Facebook page. We're pretty active there as well. And Periscope, where we'll do the occasional live broadcast at Pick and Roll Show there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tonight's, this episode's recording with Periscope was pretty active. I mean, the last couple of times they've been pretty involved.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Good topics of conversation. What's that?
Get some good topics, right?
Yeah, yeah. He agrees.
Yeah.
R2-D2 agrees.
Yeah, he does.
I mean,
agree.
He does agree with it. So, I mean.
So, yeah, some good stuff going on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. And for Pick and Row, we are Pick and Row. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Peace. The cost of personality. Dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm a cult of personality.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.